This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is Tuesday, and thank you for taking the time to be here with us. And we got a great topic today for your Tuesday, and there's not really anything really else to say. There's nothing in the news really to talk about.
No, well, there's all kinds of things in the news, but you know
we
what?
We want to keep it positive.
Yeah, the greatest news we have is Jesus.
Gospel,
and,
yes.
And so we want to just go ahead and start this podcast, and we hope you enjoy it.
That's right. Okay, honey, what is it?
Yeah, well, don't assume like Joseph. Let God guide your steps in all you do. And we're beginning again, trust in him.
Okay. Talking about Joseph and Mary with this time of year.
Yeah, in Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Mm-hmm. Well, where do we begin on this one? You know, I mean, what a promise, man. First of all, God gives us. I mean, God will guide us on the right pathway of life if we put our trust in him.
Well, if.
Rather than try to do it on our own. You know, putting God first means turning our life and our will over to him, man. And, you know, surrendering to his leadership is humbling.
Yes, it is.
But it's the only way for us to lead a good life.
The only way.
You know, of course, you know, most everyone knows the story of Joseph and Mary. You know, they were betrothed to each other, which means in the Jewish customs, they usually were, it's like an engagement, and it's for a year. But they were husband and wife, basically, but they hadn't gone through the ceremony yet, so they were betrothed to each other. They weren't supposed to be seeing anybody else, in other words. Mm-hmm. Well, here comes, you know, Mary, first of all. She comes up, you know, and she's a virgin, and she tells Joseph, hey, you know what, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, Joseph freaks. He goes, what? You know what, we've never been together, and we're betrothed, and so, you know, she thought that she stepped out of a relationship on him, and so he starts going crazy, and she goes, no, it's the Holy Spirit. I'm sure Joseph's going, ew. Like, oh, man.
He's like,
how
really?
Am I going to believe this, man? You know?
Really, God?
Yeah, so he started going to, but he started assuming a lot of things, like, oh, man, you know, which is normal, man. I would have too. And so, you know, but he goes to sleep one night, and the angel of the Lord comes to him, and he goes, you know what? It's my will that this has happened. And put an ease on him. And he woke up. And he said, yeah. He allowed God to direct his steps instead of trying to do it on his own. And that's what we're talking about today. Joseph trusted God. He said, okay. And you know what? You might say, well, you know, but an angel talked to Joseph. I've never had an angel talk to me. Really? Have you ever had that, I hate to even use this word, that feeling in the bottom of your stomach? That this is what you should do. What do you think that is? That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. God talks to you all the time. Where we mess up is we don't listen. And Joseph wasn't listening at first, but then he did. And then he was very loyal to Mary, to Jesus. To raise him as his own, to teach him the carpentry, to teach him how to be a man in the flesh.
People listening, that was his stepdad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he took it on, man, and he was all in, you know. What a man.
Right.
Seriously, what a man, you know what I mean? And, of course, you know, the Jewish leaders wanted to stone Mary, you know, and that's what the custom was. You know, if that happened, they were supposed to be killed. But Joseph said, no. He stepped in and said, no, we're out of here. But you know what? I just think that's awesome. You know, just the story of Joseph. Because, you know, after Jesus is 12, you really don't hear of Joseph anymore. What his legacy is that, to me anyway, is that he listened to God and he allowed him to direct his steps.
Mm-hmm. And he trusted him, so that made it easier for him to
trust,
to hear him and listen to him. Yeah. And we know there's people listening that don't really trust God or have a bad experience with God based upon your past. And we understand that too. And so we're here with our ministry to help you with that too. That's why we always say in the intro, a loving God.
Yes.
And so if there's a lot of misinterpretations of what God is really like.
Right.
And again, that's why we're here, is to help you get your mind renewed where he's concerned.
Well, you know, like I said earlier, you know, surrendering to his leadership is very humbling. And that's what Joseph basically had to do, you know what I mean? And he had to put away his feelings. He had to put away what he thought, maybe what had happened, and he surrendered to God. That was very humbling, I'm sure, for Joseph, you know? I mean, because he knew he was going to be ridiculed. He knew he was going to be mocked by his friends and fellow people in the village.
Mm-hmm.
But he realized, this is the only way for me to go. Mm-hmm. And the only way for me to have a good life is to trust in God.
That's right.
You know what? Do you trust him? Ask yourself that question.
And if you don't, why?
Yeah. Have you ever given your life to him? I tell you what, I'll be quite honest with you. For the first 40 years of my life, I didn't trust God. And I ran from him. But one day, he came into my life. And I surrendered to him. I said, you got it all, man.
And you know, honey, prior to that, he draws us to him.
He does.
He always is drawing us to him. Y'all bear with us. We have a little technical issue. He's drawing us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you that are listening that have not surrendered to Christ, you know God is drawing you. You know he is.
I knew he was drawing me for many, many years.
He ran.
But I was running away from him. I was that prodigal, man. I was running as fast as I could. But you know what? I ended up eating with the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up eating in the slop because I didn't spend time with him. I didn't take that drawing in. And you know what? Trusting him. When I gave my life to him, I had trust issues before. I never have had a trust issue with Jesus.
Honey, were you concerned that if you did the God thing or gave your life to Jesus, like those people he was putting in your life were talking to you about until you were ready? Did you just think, I really don't want to do this because I'm not going to have any fun anymore?
Well, that, and also the fact that really I had to submit to his leadership, that I had to start following him, what he said. You know, before it was like, you know, hey, man, I was the king of the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I was wearing that crown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when I gave my life to him, I took my crown off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first thing, the first crown that I laid at his feet.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Was the crown of humility.
Because
it was very humbling. Mm-hmm. But you know what, man? God's built me up since then, and we really want you to have that knowing of who he is and really to let him continue to direct your steps if you want him to. So we're asking you today, if you've never given your life to Jesus, or maybe you thought you had and you're realizing, gosh, man, I've never asked God to direct my steps.
What a great time of
year. Man, what a time. Yeah, this Christmas season. You bet, man. What a testimony, you know, to really realize what Christmas is all about. You know, get rid of the myths, because what it's about is Christ. So if you've never given your life to Him, we'd ask you to do that right now. Please repeat after us, and please know that you're saved. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you to forgive me with a sincere heart. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, today I want you to start directing my steps. I give you my life, my heart, my mind, and my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're so happy for you. I mean, God, man, I'll tell you what, the angels in heaven are having a party in your name right now. And if you think you had fun partying before, you ain't seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. Living it up while beginning again with Jesus, mm-hmm. That's the best party forever. It lasts forever, eternity.
Right. That's
so,
right.
So please go to our Facebook page, like us, and comment, you know, that you gave your life to Christ. We'd love to start praying for you. And we're just so happy for you.
We
hope you've enjoyed this podcast. So listen, until we talk to you tomorrow, we love you. And just start.
Keep living it up.
Yeah, while we're getting again.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And we love everybody listening, and thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, and we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. And until then, keep living it up.
While beginning again.